So it talks about Isaac breathing his last, and he died and was gathered to his peoples, old and full of days. And then it's the last statement here, and Esau and Jacob, his sons, buried him. So in the concordant literal version, it says, and entombing him, Esau and Jacob, his sons. When you remove person, you're dealing with the relationship of the rational within the natural. Esau and Jacob represent the natural, and Esau is the good of the natural, and Jacob is the good of the truth in the natural. And so when you read this statement about Isaac's passing, what it's saying is that Esau, as the good of the natural, or the good of the natural and the good of truth in the natural, entomb Isaac, enclose him. So what you have in the actual, when you go back into the Hebrew, you have the actual idea of the natural enclosing the rational. And that is the two being made one. And so that's the concept of the resurrection being described there. So there is this death is resurrection, and it's a resurrection because now the rational is fully integrated into the natural. So what does that mean? Well, if the Lord is the Word, what is the divine natural? Right, it's the sense of the letter. And the rational? The internal sense. Right. So when the letter is arranged through the understanding and practice of it, then the internal sense becomes embedded within it in terms of our experience. We begin to see something that pertains to the inner life, not just what's in the letter. So so this in a process sense is the Lord making his natural divine. It's all about the word being able, the letter of the word being able to support what is higher in the natural, so that what is higher can be present there. And that's what the practice of the word does, because it's only through because it's love that joins. I mean, we're told that right through this, right? It's good. It's the good that actually can join. So the good at the level of the divine natural for us in terms of working with the word is obedience to what the word offers us to work with. And the love or the good of the rational is to bring that into a form. So we can't make it happen, but what we can do is attend to the things that we can see and attend to. And then the Lord, as that divine rational, is able to flow in and organize that into a form whereby he can become present to us. And that is what that's what salvation is. It's the Lord's presence in our life, right? So, and having an awareness of that.